everything does. It all has, you know, a story, a history, a life. They're just not inanimate things. They actually exist. Most of the images, you know, be them pencil, pen and ink, oil, computer generated, that hang on the walls, or, you know, works of students from years and years and years of just being around them in art and art education. They were gifts. Like here, we jokingly refer to this whole area as the costume cottage, because almost all my space, there's over 100 different outfits. So some things in here are both form and function. The heads on this one wall just house hats that are parts of costumes. One thing that's intended for one purpose and then making use of it for another purpose is hat racks, so to speak. Most everything's original. Just a potpourri, eclectic collection of everything. Porcelain, wood, glass objects. Never set out to collect any particular item. If something struck my eye, it was different, unusual, had flow. It just became, I don't consider myself a collector or a hoarder or a pack rat. Just because they have a life, they're hard to part with things. Something that, if these objects disappear, so does, you know, a part of myself and me along with it, even though they may not have a quote-unquote, in today's capitalistic world, you know, monetary value. They have value to me.